There's something we need to find, Harry said. Something. Something that'll help us overthrow you-know-who. It's here, at Hogwarts, but we don't know where. It might have belonged to Ravenclaw. Has anyone heard of an object like that? Has anyone ever come across something with her eagle on it, for instance? He looked hopefully toward the little group of Ravenclaws, to Padma, Michael, Terry and Cho, but it was Luna who answered, perched on the arm of Ginny's chair.
Well, there's her lost diadem. I told you about it, remember, Harry? The lost diadem of Ravenclaw. Daddy's trying to duplicate it.
Yeah, but the lost diadem, said Michael Corner, rolling his eyes, is lost, Luna. That's sort of the point.
When was it lost? Asked Harry.
Centuries ago, they say, said Cho,
and Harry's heart sank.
Professor Flitwick says the diadem vanished with Ravenclaw herself. People have looked, but...
She appealed to her fellow Ravenclaws.
Nobody's ever found a trace of it, have they?
They all shook their heads.
Sorry, but what is a diadem?
Asked Ron.
It's a kind of crown, said Terry Boot. Ravenclaws were supposed to have magical properties, enhance the wisdom of the wearer.
Yes, Daddy's Rexpert siphons.
But Harry cut across Luna. And none of you have ever seen anything that looks like it? They all shook their heads again. Harry looked at Ron and Hermione, and his own disappointment was mirrored back at him. An object that had been lost this long and apparently without trace did not seem like a good candidate for the Horcrux hidden in the castle. Before he could formulate a new question, however, Cho spoke again.
If you'd like to see what the diadem's supposed to look like, I could take you out to our common room and show you, Harry. Ravenclaw's wearing it in her statue.
Harry's scar scorched again. For a moment, the room of requirements swam before him, and he saw instead the dark earth soaring beneath him and felt the great snake wrapped around his shoulders. Voldemort was flying again, whether to the underground lake or here, to the castle, he did not know. Either way, there was hardly any time left.
He's on the move, he said quietly to Ron and Hermione.
He glanced at Cho and then back at them.
Listen, I know it's not much of a lead, but I'm going to go and look at this statue, at least find out what the diadem looks like. Wait for me here and keep, you know, the other one safe.
Cho had got to her feet, but Ginny said rather fiercely,
No, Luna will take Harry, won't you, Luna?
Oh, yes, I'd like to, said Luna happily,
and Cho sat down again, looking disappointed. How do we get out? Harry asked Neville.
Over here.
He led Harry and Luna to a corner where a small cupboard opened onto a steep staircase.
It comes out somewhere different every day, so they've never been able to find it, he said. Only trouble is, we never know exactly where we're going to end up when we go out. Be careful, Harry. They're always patrolling the corridors at night.
No problem, said Harry. See you in a bit. He and Luna hurried up the staircase, which was long, lit by torches, and turned corners in unexpected places. At last they reached what appeared to be solid wall.
Get under here, Harry told Luna, pulling out the invisibility cloak and throwing it over both of them.
He gave the wall a little push.